I invite you to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, bring your awareness, your attention, your focus to your body. And is there any area of your body that is pulling your awareness or your focus to a particular part of your body more than the other places of your body? Perhaps it's the area of your head, or perhaps it's your hands, or perhaps it's an organ. Whatever it is right now, as you focus your awareness and attention to your body, allow that awareness to start communicating with you. Whatever that place is in your body, just acknowledge, I see you there, I hear you there, I feel you there. And now that you have that focus, that connection, that awareness with that part of your body that wants to communicate with you, we can just ask now for that part of the body. Dear beautiful part of my body, my cellular structure, what is it that you wish for me to know? And just allow whatever comes up in response to that question without judgment. If there's nothing, is there silence? That's okay as well. Simply sit in that connection. And you may even want to ask that question again. Dear beautiful part of me, what is it you want me to know? And after allowing time to receive whatever communication is flowing to you in whatever way, we simply acknowledge, thank you. Thank you for being part of me. Thank you for bringing my awareness and attention to this part of me. I acknowledge you and I send you love right now, sending so much love flowing from the Creator to that part of my body, showering it with love and attention. And so there's nothing more to do. You are invited to repeat this exercise at any time you wish. And from this place of peace and relaxation, let us invite Kryon.
Do extraterrestrials exist? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Are they real? And if so, where are they? If so, what do they look like? If so, why haven't they contacted you here on this planet? This is another in the series of life's mysteries that we began this month. If you had something that you could say, dear spirit, tell me what I need to know. Dear body, tell me what I need to know. All of these things could be revealed, but that is really not the case, not yet. So you might say there is a time filter involved for humanity, and there is, and we have told you this before, a time filter that may reveal things when they need to be revealed. There is so much I could tell you. I want to tell you the love part. I want to tell you a part that you don't expect as an answer to do extraterrestrials exist. Do you want the answer immediately? The answer is, of course they do. Yes, yes. And yes again. There are scientists who will disagree. And they will disagree mostly because of the physics that would have to be involved. If extraterrestrials existed and have been here to this planet, and they have, you would have to have faster than light travel. And that, according to scientists, is impossible. Absolutely impossible. Traveling the speed of light itself will have you turn to light. You can't go faster than a known speed limit. And here's where it gets fun. It has to do with perception, discovery, and reality. Dear ones, I would like to tell you where Earth is right now. You are like children, asking children's questions about a limited reality that only you know about. And the best way to show you this is an example. Go back with me several hundred years, and you're talking to a human being who would like to visit his brother, who is approximately 400 to 500 miles away. How far is that to him? Perhaps days away by horse, or perhaps he would have to walk. This was common that far ago. And you would do that from village to village or place to place, and you would measure time by the fastest thing you had. Now, suddenly, let's pretend that we can give him and his brother a mobile telephone. And he then is able to talk to his brother in real time 400 miles away. What do you think his reaction is? The first questions he is going to ask, am I there? Is he here? How is this possible if he isn't here? I can't be able to talk to him in this fashion unless he is in my field in front of me, and yet I am talking to him. Could this be real? Is there magic involved? Are you getting the point yet? This man does not know yet about telephones. He does not know what is going on. He doesn't know the physics of the transmission. And neither do you, dear ones, when it comes to what I will call travel. It is not travel at all. You just think it is. Science is just beginning to discover entanglement, just beginning to understand that there are other dimensional aspects that have reality shifts that is not your physics. I'll leave it at that. It's not really travel, but it takes one thing and puts it in another reality. That's all I'll say. Dear ones, there's something going on you should know about, and only in the past few years have you been able to really recognize it and cognize it. When your Webb telescope showed you how many galaxies are out there in the universe, did it take your breath away? Some years ago, the science community, especially astronomy, decided to ask the question, now that we have the ability technically to discern planets in a star system, are there other planets like Earth in that what they call the habitable zone? Some have even called it the Goldilocks zone, a place that would have the same kind of chance for life that Earth did, placed just in the right place, the distance from the sun, the size of the planet, the gravity needed. Are there others? And when they started looking, dear ones, they found thousands. Thousands. Now, what you don't know is there are multiple millions. The possibilities exist statistically that are overwhelming, that life started on other planets just like it started here. Only I've told you before, it started a lot earlier than it did here. Therefore, there is the chance statistically that there are those just like you, looking very much like you, that evolved and developed just like you did for the same reasons you did all over the universe. How do you like that? Dear ones, there is a family just like you. And they're everywhere. And you haven't met hardly any of them. We've told you before that if you look into your DNA, you'll find you're not from here. I'll leave that alone for now. Just to say there has been influence from this star family that is greater and grander than just ETs are here. There is a family who knows you. This family will introduce itself someday, but it cannot do so yet because you are still children. You're still warring. You're still dangerous. And you're still afraid of all of them. You are more willing to shoot them out of the sky than to welcome them with open arms and say, "Hello, family." That's going to take a while. Perhaps a generation or two before this will be common knowledge and you will know them and not be afraid of them. What have your movies done for you? You see ETs as dangerous. They're here to take everything from you, eat you perhaps, drain your oceans perhaps, take all that is a resource, perhaps, from you. That is who they are. That's what your movies have told you. And why do your movie stories show you this? Why is this the overwhelming theme of science fiction today? And I'll give you the reason once again. Listen, you have put upon them human consciousness for the day. This is what you do. You conquer. You war. No wonder you're afraid, because you expect a low consciousness from the sky. Dear ones, that's not what you're going to get. Are they real? Oh, yeah. Have they visited you? Are there ones that have visited you, perhaps, that are inappropriate more than the ones who love you? That has occurred as well. Why not? There's a lot of them. But the main thrust of what you will discover and what you will see when they come is a family of love who has known you were here, waiting for a higher consciousness, and it starts now. It's called the shift, dear ones, and we've talked about it for a very long time. Think of this when you look up at night. They're there. They know you. They're waiting for a more compliant consciousness of love on this planet. When war is not an option, when you've discovered that love is powerful and kindness is the key, and that's when they will come, waiting for you to grow up. A little different concept perhaps than you thought. Oh, they're there. There is love out there, dear ones. There is ascended consciousness out there, dear ones. That's not in your movies yet, but it will be. And so it is.